Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogue says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue.
Host of the Hogue and Johns podcast.
For what? The third time this season, we would say, found a way to figure out how to win. No matter what was going against them, no matter what was happening for 59 minutes of the game, find a way to win. And that's exactly what they did.
Coach, other than the kick being short, were you pleased with the just the execution on that Mayday situation right before halftime?
Yeah, I was, Coach. I really was.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue, excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I love this song. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And you just heard Adam Hogue's open. He is the host of the CHGO Bears coverage and the Hogue and Johns podcast. And Adam joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Adam is also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Adam, we were just talking about how refreshing and sadly novel it was to hear Darnell Wright talk about how he had a defined role on the team and how he was using that to translate into his performance and understanding of the weekly plan. But that's part of this is, I think, the competence and just the players talking like they have a much more, I think, defined understanding of what they're doing week to week is part of the reason the Bears look so different. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good sign that you have an identity and you have a core, belief that you have established, that you know that you can mold every week, which is really what Ben Johnson wants to do, right? So once you establish kind of who you are and what it is that you do well, then that's where you can get into your bag of tricks a little bit more or have this specialty formation or, you know, the game plans when they come in on a Tuesday night and you get it sent to you as a player, your head's not spinning because you kind of have the foundation of everything you already know what to do. And so now you can spend that time on that Tuesday night before you get all the installs on Wednesday to kind of go through, okay, this is new. Otherwise, if you don't have that, then you're spending almost all your time just kind of catching up and trying to find work on what your core identity is. And I feel like that's where the Bears have been stuck for, I mean, really going back to Matt Nagy, honestly, where, you know, you're in year three and you're still talking about what your identity is supposed to be. I think that's an underrated thing that Ben Johnson has accomplished here very quickly. I mean, there's still ways to go with this offense, obviously, but I think they have successfully halfway through the season found what their identity is. And to me, that really starts with the running game. And that turnaround has been really remarkable since the bye week.
We're talking to Adam Hogue, and our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Adam, I love this conversation we're about to have because you're a special teams coach, quite literally, at Carmel Catholic. I'm excited to get out there, watch your game against St. Charles North tomorrow night. The weather could be tricky there. We've had nothing but special teams talk about the Bears, and now we understand the Giants are going to have yet another kicker. So special teams could come into big play in this game. How do you see it all shaking out?
Yeah, Marshall, we're excited to have you out tomorrow night. I hope wherever you are calling the game from is nice and covered. And
top of the
heated.
Press box. Top of the press box.
Outside. Okay,
they
so you're going to be in the elements.
Not covered. All right.
Wait, you guys are seated on the roof of the press?
That is where they're telling us we're going to be.
You're the big time, man. You have made it. Yes.
Jeez.
All right. Well, to be honest, I don't have that much sympathy because I'll be down there on the sidelines all covered up, although I'll probably be moving a little bit more than you are.
Yes.
So we'll get the blood flow going, which is good. Yeah. So, look, this is, we're going to feel it tomorrow night. I think the temperatures are going to drop even more into Sunday morning. It seems like the precipitation should stop, but here's what's not going to stop and will probably get worse. The wind. Based on what I'm seeing here, the wind is going to be a factor on Sunday at Soldier Field, and that's where this kicking situation, first of all, the Bears have their own kicking issues, right? I mean, they're going to go with Cairo Santos, but it's just starting to feel like maybe he's a little bit on the bubble there and needs to have a strong week. So he'll be dealing with the wind. Now, of course, the advantage he has is he's used to kicking in Soldier Field. He's been kicking there for a long time. They're able to go down there during the week and get those kicks in. What's happening in New York right now is huge, with Brian Daboll just in the last hour saying that Graham Gano is probably not going to be able to go. And he's been dealing with a couple different injuries this year. When he got hurt early in the year, I'm forgetting that guy's name off the top of my head, that Irish kicker that came in out of nowhere. He had that awful game in Denver that cost him that crazy
Baldy
game.
Baldy McFarson, I believe is his name.
That is not the previous Giants.
Oh my goodness.
That's a different guy that's a different Irish guy who lives in New Jersey.
Jude McGatt.
Yeah, that's right.
McAtamney.
Yeah.
What?
McAtamney. Jude McAtamney.
What?
McAtamney?
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, that's the name
that's
of
the
kicker.
Oh, that's the actual kicker.
That's the real guy. Baldy McPherson is.
Yeah.
Grody and I went pretty deep on it.
I like the Baldy talk, though.
Baldy McPherson.
It's actually Baldy McPherson.
Just out of nowhere.
All right. Well, here's what matters. The real kicker for the Giants this week is Younghoe Koo, who's been in this league for a while, but was with the Falcons for 7 years, lost his job earlier this year. He kind of had a shaky 2024. They got fed up with him after week one. They cut him loose. The Giants did something similar to the Bears did. They added him to the practice squad, similar to the Bears adding Jake Moody to their practice squad. And the thing about Younghoe Koo, he's been kicking in Atlanta all these years. That's an indoor stadium. Well, they have a roof that opens, but it's warmer. There's not as many elements in that stadium, obviously. And kicking in the NFC South, you're not going to have as much experience kicking in elements, cold weather, windy days like Soldier Field, one of the toughest places to kick. So theoretically, you would think the Bears have an advantage in the kicking game on Sunday, but it's been shaky. Special teams have been shaky, and it does feel like if they can't get this figured out, guys, soon, this is you keep screwing around with special teams, you're bound to lose a game like this that you're not supposed to lose at some point.
Adam, by the way, a lot of us were asking why the Bears didn't look into Younghoe Koo. I'm glad you brought him up because that was a name that a lot of us were talking about earlier when he was available.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been a solid kicker in the league. I don't think he's necessarily been dominant. I was looking at his numbers, before I came out with you guys. Last year was really rough for him. I guess they're similar situations, him and Jake Moody. I like the idea of sort of betting on the upside of Jake Moody, who's still young, who I believe has a bigger leg than Koo does. So I get what they did. And also, I mean, I realize the kicking situation has probably made fans feel uneasy, and maybe that's even an understatement at this point, but you could still do a lot worse than Cairo Santos right now. And if they, I still don't think it's necessarily time to bail on Cairo Santos. It does make you nervous, some of these longer field goals with the lower trajectory that he requires. That being said, guys, I mean, you can't have Ryan Bates get pushed back like 3 to 4 yards, which is what happened on that field goal that got blocked. Mm. I mean, they kind of triple teamed him, and he probably needs a little bit more help from Darnell Wright to his right and Durham Smythe to his left. But you just got to hold your ground better than that, and it barely got tipped. So if you can just – the protection up front needs to be better too. They got to know, hey, our kicker kicks it a little bit lower. Like, man up and get these blocks too. At the same time, you can't be pushed backwards 3 yards on a field goal. It can never happen.
Adam, first of all, this segment with Adam Hogue is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. That is correct. We're talking about the Bears' run game and how it could be heavily used this week. Another good reason would be to avoid the pass rush of Brian Burns. How would you characterize like how good Brian Burns is relative to the top pass rushers in the league, and how much attention should he command from the Bears' offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, wow, those are two good questions put together, because, you know, the numbers show that he's, you know, leads the league in sacks. He's definitely somebody you got to be worried about. That being said, he's kind of to me, he's a different type of rusher where it's not necessarily like the elite quickness and the twitchiness that like a Micah Parsons is going to bring. Or even a Max Crosby, who's just so good at timing up snaps and getting in the backfield quickly. So, I want to be careful because he's obviously really, really good. I guess my point is, like, I think he's a little bit easier to slow down with a good game plan of just even chips. I don't even know, like, double teams would probably be even better, but if you could just chip him, I think that sometimes that's probably going to be enough. And you might even be able to handle him one-on-one better. Now, that being said, like, when I drew this whole game up on the whiteboard on that side of the ball, and I'm like, okay, I a couple things I really like about this matchup for the Bears offense. One, Giants have struggled to stop the run. Well, the Bears not only have been running the ball really, really well, but now Menunga's going and Swift's coming back. Mm-hmm. Like, they should really have a two-headed monster here and continue to keep that run game going. Also, the Giants play a lot of single high safety coverage, and Caleb Williams, to his credit, has been shredding that. So there's a couple of things here just from a matchup thing that I really, really like. But I'm also looking at it from the Giants standpoint. I'm going, all right, well, where am I going to attack this offense? And I'm looking at Theo Benedict. Theo Benedict's been, I think, really good in the run game, and I really like his fundamentals in the pass game. I think he gets back and quick sets really, really well, and his fundamentals are mostly impressive enough that as young as he is and as raw as he is, you can work with this and mold with this and get him better and better and better. But that's still, to me right now, if I'm attacking this defensively, the weak link, especially if I have Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter basically coming off the bench right now, you know, their top draft pick. So that's where I'd be attacking. So meanwhile, if I'm Ben Johnson, bring more tight end help. Maybe you go heavy sets with Ozzie Trapillo more to help him out, like whatever it is. And as you pointed out, just run the ball. I mean, running the ball is a great way to shut down a pass rush too. And I think the Bears should be able to do that enough that they can contain Brian Burns.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're talking to Adam Hoge, the host of the CHGO Bears and Hoge and Johns podcast. And Adam, don't think that I didn't see it. You and was it Mark Carmen? Was
Carm,
it the Carm?
Yeah, absolutely. Carm.
Of course it was.
Who else would it be?
Of course, of course. So you and that sneaky Carm were talking to Tyson Bajan.
Sneaky Carm.
He is. He's sneaky with his humor.
He's a sneaky Carm.
He is. So let's listen to the discussion that you two had with Tyson Bajan about the name of the play that he was involved in to get a touchdown.
So let's talk about that. Did it have a name?
Baby Daddy. Yeah, Baby Daddy. Yeah, the birth of my daughter 2 weeks ago, and then I
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then we played played Baltimore the week after she was born, and then that game went how it went. Go home that Tuesday night. I get the install sent to me. I see the personnel says 11 bag. I'm like, oh, snap. It's about time. But, yeah, I was thinking the same thing you were thinking. At some point, they got to get their money's worth. It was exciting. And Ben doesn't play about those plays throughout the week. If he's got a specialty play that he puts in and we execute it throughout the week, if it doesn't look good, he scratches it. So I was itching for that one to look good in practice. It did. And then for that to carry on to the execution in game, it felt good. I mean, when you only got one play, it's like, that'll make or break my whole week. If that play doesn't go right, I'm ready to leave right there. If it does go right, you know, now I feel like the man again. So it was good.
You have one job, right?
So. But Baby Daddy is so good. Number one, we wanted to make sure that was the name. And then number two, if that was the name, nobody is telling me that White House wasn't the play against the Cowboys dedicated to the reference to the 90s Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, hey, they're getting creative with the names. Lenny June Bajan, born October 20th.
Aww.
You know, congrats to Tyson.
Congratulations.
And the Bajan family on that one. And a cool ode to, you know, name the play Baby Daddy as well. But, you know, the play was in jeopardy because we saw Colson Loveland run the route right down the middle of the field. That was supposed to be Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet gets hurt earlier in the game, and Tyson also told us in that interview he was just kind of assuming the play wouldn't get run at that point, because Cole was the one who ran it in practice all week, so they had to kind of what they did was, Colson, you got to go in there, you're going to line up at left tackle, which is not remember because Theo Bennett lined up with Bajan over to the right, split out wide.
Yes.
So Colson Loveland was basically an eligible left tackle on the play, and they said, line up here, run straight to the goal line, which is why if you look at the covers, there's two safeties that kind of run with him late. They completely lost him off the snap. I mean, there's an alternate universe where Colson Loveland could have turned around after 1 second, and before Caleb even throws it to Bajan, he could have just flipped it right over the line to Colson, and he might still be running. But obviously, he didn't practice the play during the week. That was supposed to be Cole Kmet. So they said, just run deep. He looks like he's wide open, but in reality, because of what they told him, he's running straight into two safeties over the top. So that's why Tyson turned that throw down and instead threw it across to Caleb. They still picked up 20 yards, which was a great play. Fun play overall. I hope we get more of these and more stories like this. It's always fun to break down plays like this in the aftermath and kind of get the story behind them. It's one of the fun things about football, and it usually only happens when teams are winning and playing well. So we got that going for the Bears right now.
We appreciate that unearthed information as we talk with Adam Hoge here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. This segment with Adam Hoge brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Yeah.
It's catchy.
Yes, it
catchy
is.
Jingle.
I got to say, it's a catchy jingle.
Love.
Adam, I want to ask you about this game because we came off the top rope in the first segment of this program. You can go back and listen to that on the Rewind feature in the Odyssey app if you would like. But we said the Bears are going to win this game. And so I want you to counter and tell me how the Giants would win this game based on what you know about specifically the running game of the Bears. We know Ben Johnson's not going to play around with this matchup. They need this win to get to 6-3. How do the Giants win this game?
Well, the boring answer would be turnovers, right? You don't force them, and then all of a sudden the Bears do what they really haven't been doing a whole lot of, which is turn the ball over. So that can kind of that can always change a game, and typically is the reason why teams that are heavy underdogs, and I don't know if the Giants are a heavy underdog, it's 4.5, but that's how teams end up flipping this. But beyond just the takeaway situation, you know, I still think they're going to find ways to score points, the Giants, that is. You know, the Bears' defense right now is, I would call, shaky in the secondary. Jackson Dart has lit a spark under this Giants offense. They have still been able to put up points most of these weeks. They went into Denver, and it seemed like that game was over, and they had scored a bunch of points on a good defense. Now, they don't have Cam Scataboo anymore, but, you know, there's guys like Darius Slayton and Wandale Robinson, who, if you don't take them seriously, can beat you deep. So I do think that the Giants are going to be able to find the end zone two or three times in this game. And then to me, the other X factor is, and I think the good news for the Bears is this seems to be the emphasis this week. If last week it was the penalties and all the pre-snap things they're trying to clean up, this week it's special teams. And, you know, they have Gunnar Olszewski, who's a good returner, both punt and kick returner. Bears got to get that cleaned up, and I alluded to this earlier. If you don't get that cleaned up, it is just sort of like the law of averages in the NFL, that you are going to have a game where you're a comfortable favorite and you blow it on special teams. You're not going to be able to come out of many games in the NFL saying, hey, we lost the game on defense, we lost the game on special teams, but we still won the game in the final score. That's what happened last week in Cincinnati, but boy, was it dicey, and basically needed a miracle finish at the end to get it done. And so I think that's why you got to take this Giants team very, very seriously. I tend to think the Bears are going to win comfortably, but I'm not ruling out a situation where all those bad things I just brought up happen, especially if we throw in the wind and maybe some of the weather.
Yeah, it's true. And there's still the Bears, so we have to keep that factored in as well. Yeah, Bears. Adam Hogue, always a good time to talk to you. Thanks for chiming in, and thanks for sharing the baby daddy news with Tyson Bagent with the people. Congratulations to Tyson Bagent.
Thanks, Adam.
Absolutely. Yep. Have a great weekend. Yep. Marshall, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Towel off Carm, too. Towel him off.
And good luck tomorrow. That's going to be a fun game. That was Adam Hogue. Of course, he joins us every week here on what is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Coming up next, Tiki Barber is joining us. Does a man need an introduction? Giants running back, All-Pro, 3-time Pro Bowler, and the host of Evan and Tiki on WFAN. He will talk Giants with us next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.